Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ted Rossman is Senior Industry Analyst at Bankrate and on the KRLD Newsline. Thanks so much for the time, Ted.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Holiday season is getting into full swing. Tips have kind of gone up and down since the pandemic started. But one of those tips that don't always get counted in are those annual holiday tips, the lump ones at the end of the year, those sort of things. What are we finding that adults are planning to do this year?
We saw some interesting conflicting findings because on one hand, we found that people are more likely to give these holiday tips this year. So we're talking about maybe your housekeeper, if you have one, or your kid's teacher or daycare provider. Maybe you have a landscaper, or maybe you're tipping the mail carrier or the trash and recycling collectors. People are more likely to tip these people. But when they do tip, they're giving less, which I thought was really interesting. In fact, in some cases, it's a lot less. The median tip for a childcare provider was cut in half from $50 last year to just $25 this year. I have a couple of theories on this. One is inflation, obviously, cutting into people's purchasing power. Maybe you feel like you ought to give something because people are struggling, but you can't afford to give quite as much. The other thing is I think tips may have been artificially high during the pandemic. Like maybe last year you were more likely to tip your kids' daycare provider because you knew they were going through all these challenges and you were thankful they were still open. This year, maybe some of that has faded.
Yeah. What are examples of some of the service providers who might be getting these type of tips?
The median tip for a trash and recycling collector is $20. Same thing for the mail carrier, your kid's teacher. Sometimes you maybe don't frame that as much as a tip. Maybe it's more of a holiday gift or group gift, but $20 is typical there. For landscapers, it's $25. Childcare providers, $25. Housekeepers, $40. Almost all of these are down a little bit from last year. In fact, none of them are up. The only two that remained flat were mail carriers and trash and recycling collectors. So again, frequency up this year, amounts down.
And hopefully that makes up the difference for those people in those service industries. And if you've got somebody like, a hairdresser or a barber or something like that, where you see them regularly, or maybe like a server at a restaurant that you always go to, what are we seeing in those cases? What's customary when it comes to end of year tipping?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. We found that 54% of us give higher than normal tips around the holidays to people that we do ordinarily tip throughout the year. I think this comes into play mostly if you're a regular, like you always go to the same bar or restaurant, or you always have the same person who cuts your hair. Maybe you have a regular babysitter or housekeeper. I think those are especially nice situations when if you can afford to tip a little more generously, it's a nice thing to do. Sometimes people recommend going as high as the cost of one service. Like for instance, for your barber or hairstylist, maybe that year-end holiday tip is equivalent to one haircut, or maybe it's the cost of one night's pay for a babysitter or one week's pay for a housekeeper, something like that. But it is nice to do if you can afford it, but I totally get that money's tight this year and that may not be in the cards for everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.